This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, India's oldest stock trading platform.
Hi guys, good morning. Welcome to the CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast. I'm Reema Tendulkar. Start of a brand new week. It's a holiday shortened one. Tomorrow Indian markets are shut on account of Ganesh Chaturthi. But you know, it's going to be an important one. There is central bank action that the street will be tracking very closely. And we're coming off on the heels of a very strong week for our markets. Last week, the Indian markets, you know, kept scaling record high levels. On Wednesday, that's last Wednesday, we crossed the 20,000 mark. On Thursday, 20,100. On Friday, we crossed 20,200, just close, shy of that. But week to date, the Indian markets had put on close to about 1.5% to 2%. But this morning, the global cues are negative. Wall Street ended with cuts. Dow was down 0.8%, the S&P 500 lower by 1.22%, and the Nasdaq was down 1.5%. Asian markets have also started trade lower. The GIFT Nifty is currently down close to about 50 to 60 points. So will this buy on dips approach that we've seen last week, at least on the Nifty and the Sensex, continue? That's going to be watched closely. In terms of macro cues, crude price is still above $94 per barrel. Dollar index is eased to levels below 105. The two big watch points, central bank action, the Fed meets tomorrow and the day after. Outcome will be known on Wednesday. Likely to be a no rate change policy. So maybe low volatility kind of event. The big one could be Bank of Japan, which meets on Friday, considering that off late the governor has sounded a bit hawkish. Japanese yields have also gone up. So this one will be the street will be keenly watching. In terms of flows, affected by the FTSE rebalancing, which took place on Friday, the DI is bought 1938 crore. The FI is net bought 165 crore. Lots of stocks should be on your radar. Tata Steel, the UK government has announced an investment into a steel plant. Port Talbot, as a part of this, they will be giving a grant of £500 million. The project to involve Tata Steel's balance sheet being restructured, which could result in elimination of current cash losses in the UK operations. So a big positive coming in for Tata Steel. Defence stocks. The Defence Acquisition Council has approved a 9 capital acquisition proposal for 45,000 crore rupees. You heard it right, 45,000 crore rupees. So BEL will be getting orders worth about 3,000 crore rupees. HAL too has got some order win. The windfall tax on crude oil has been hiked to 10,000 rupees per ton from 6,700 rupees per ton. So keep your eye out on ONGC. Dhanalakshmi Bank, an independent director, has resigned. Not good news. Brigade should be on your radar because Brigade Tetra Arc has acquired a 5-acre land parcel in Bangalore for 123 crore rupees from Bangalore Ceramics. They will be developing it into a residential project and the total revenue potential will be 800 crore rupees. NCC, the arbitral tribunal, has pronounced an order on NCC versus Sembcorp energy dispute. Sembcorp will be paying 198 crore to NCC towards its claim of 606 crore rupees. In terms of some brokerage action, UBS and Dr. Lal's Pathlab, they're saying the viral and vector-borne diseases are adding to the testing and therefore they're increasing Dr. Lal's earnings estimates by 4 to 6%. And Dabur, there was an analyst meet which took place on Friday. They reiterated their growth and revenue margin projection. So watch for Dabur too. Lots of stocks, action-packed week. Enjoy it. This podcast was brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's only stock exchange.